listening to WMEC FM College Park.
Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
Good morning. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl, which is about women in country adjacent music. Apologies for being a little late. I have bad time management. But today, we are doing November releases. Not a big surprise. I tend to do that. I tend to do the most recent releases the next month. So now it's time for November, which was a bit of a dry month. I suppose maybe because of the holidays and such. A lot of the releases were also like Christmas releases, which I didn't feel like doing. I suppose it is Christmas season now, but I don't know. Christmas music is not always top tier in my humble opinion. But we have a PSA. Once I find it, I tried to be productive last night, and so I drank some iced tea rather late, and then I couldn't sleep, and then I couldn't wake up. It's funny how those things all work together. Where's my PSA? Alrighty.
Care to Stop Violence is a campus resource housed in UMD's University Health Center. The CARE office provides free, confidential advocacy and therapy services for survivors of sexual assault, relationship violence, stalking, and sexual harassment. Survivors and their supporters can make an appointment with a trained advocate or call our 24/7 hot crisis line to speak to someone right away. Additionally, we work to empower the campus community to prevent power-based violence through educational presentations, events, and outreach activities. Learn more about our available services and programs by visiting health.umd.edu/care.
All right. Yes, very important service. So the first thing I found for this week was Emmylou Harris has a new album out of live releases, or live recordings, excuse me. The album is called Spy Boy. And it's a 1998 live album by her and her backing band, which apparently is called Spy Boy, and it was performed for a tour for her 1995 very influential album Wrecking Ball. And this song is called Born to Run, and I thought it was going to be this Bruce Springsteen song, but it's not. It is written by an artist named Paul Kennerly, and I think it was featured on Cimarron, her 1981 album. So, yeah, and then you'll hear a very old song, which is coming off another new release of live music, but it's not new music. So, Born to Run by Emmylou Harris.
Get ahead of the rest. Truthfully think this is one of the finest country songs that had been written in a long number of years, and the way she can perform it, it just makes it out of the world. Loretta, the coal miner's daughter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I was born the coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Hollow. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Vandy coal mines, all day long in the field hoeing the corn. Mommy rocked by the coal light, and everything will start all over come break of morning. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day.
Thank you.
Yeah, so like I said beforehand, you would hear an oldie, but a live recording, never before released live recording. The Opry, the Grand Ole Opry, recently turned 100, and so they did like a TV special and released an album, and they released an album of 20 fan selected, like, greatest country music performances of all time, and that is, of course, Loretta Lynn's Coal Miner's Daughter. Of course, the album is balanced towards men, but there were a number of female recordings. We might listen to a later one, or actually, we will right now. but I chose that one because I saw Loretta Lynn perform live at the Grand Ole Opry when I was like 12 or something. And yeah, so I saw her perform the song there, so I thought that was pretty cool. But this recording is from 1985. Yeah, she was around for a long time. She was an icon. She's my icon of early country music, but sadly, she passed away about 4 years ago. But up next, we have a bluegrass song by Gina Britt called Streets of Wenatchee. And Gina Britt is a member of the female bluegrass group Sister Sadie. And she is a 7-time award winner at the International Bluegrass Music Association. She's a banjo artist. And this is one that she composed herself. So that's kind of cool. Here it is. And then we'll follow it up with another recording off of the Opry 100.
cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Said beforehand, we'd come back to Opry 100. That was Your Cheatin' Heart, sung by Ashley McBride just last year, September 2024. Your Cheatin' Heart is a Hank Williams song, which I suppose is why it got voted. I have a feeling they maybe didn't have recordings going back to Hank Williams. But cool stuff. Up next, we'll move out of our live content into studio content. The next song we'll hear is called That's My DJ by Esther Rose. And she had an interesting little blurb about the song, so I'll read that to you. She said, "When I moved to Santa Fe, I had a bit of a culture shock. Dancing to techno into the sunrise is a way of life for my guy and his community. So as a 35-year-old songwriter, I became a raver. Ever the good student, I really applied myself. I found out what it isn't about. Appearance, getting wasted, or glowing lights. What it is about. Ego, dissolution, and joy. That's My DJ is a character study of Santa Fe. Being welcomed into this rave scene, both on and off the dance floor, has taught me the art of living. An interesting topic for a country song. Can't say it's one I know much about. But yeah. You are listening to WMUC College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. We're doing November 2025 releases, of course, only women, and only country-ish music. And this song is called That's My DJ by Esther Rose.
So dry. Thank you.
so far away. You say you can't take the time one more day.
That was Sail Away by Jenny Arno. Apologies, I didn't turn my mic down, and I'm a little sick. So, hope you enjoyed that. Up next, we will listen to something that came out last month. I don't know. The pickings were a little slim this month. Then we'll go back to this month. But I was listening to this song last night, and I was like, well, I really like this song, so I want to play it anyways. And this song is Snowcaps, Doom. This song is a new band of Waxahachie and her sister, Allison, and MJ Linderman, and some other man. But this is a Waxahachie sing. That's not the right word. I don't know. She's the lead singer on this song. And I really like the lyrics. I was enjoying it a lot yesterday. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll go back to November. Yeah. I'll turn my mic off this time.
You can point it out. It's as big as a rising moon. Kind of when it hot in room. All my signs
Alrighty, that was Willow Song by Meals. I couldn't find all that much information about her. I just liked the album cover. It looked like it was from the 70s or something. But she's touring with Molly Tuttle and Margot Price and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. So I suppose she's sort of neo-traditional. We'll close out with some more folk kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I only found so much country that I liked this week. Country is often very poppy, and that is not my style. So we'll hear Big Sur by Diana Silvers, who is an actress. She was in Booksmart and Space Force and other things, and now she has a debut album out called From Another Room. And this song is essentially a love letter, I suppose, to California. Northern California, Big Sur. And then we will hear a song called Come by H. Prues, who is a Queens, New York-based singer-songwriter named Hannah Pruzinski. I think this is her... No, this is a newer album. Yeah, it's sort of interesting. So, that's what we'll close out with today. Hopefully it'll be cool. Hopefully you enjoyed the show today. I'll be back next week. That'll probably be the last show until January. Kind of crazy, but I'm ready for break. Next week I'll probably do something. I don't have Spotify, so not Spotify Wrapped related, but Apple Music Replay related. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking for next week. So yeah, stay tuned. Thanks so much for tuning in to Stand By Your Girl Wednesdays at 11 with me, Orla. Bye.
These look like regular glasses.
Been broke is too easy.